Just one practice schedule change. So this would be for Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Initially, we had it at 8:50 scheduled. Those will be from 11 to 1:30 approximately. And then obviously the Wednesday schedule still listed for 7 p.m. on the North Shore at Mandeville. So it's really Monday, Tuesday, Thursday where there's a schedule change. So today's schedule for all of our guys was weights, the film in the morning, and then the practice in the afternoon. We had a little bit of an installation, made the corrections from the game tape, and kind of going from here, getting acclimated, obviously, to the weather. Any questions?
How much of the plan was it to get a lot of these injured guys back in the field here? Is it just kind of coincidence?
I think part of it's coincidence. I would say a lot of it is. You know, probably as early as 2 weeks ago, there was a handful of two or three guys that we felt like this would be a week. That. But I think it's important that we don't measure the rehab or the recovery of an injury in like this coming week. We got to pay attention to how it's doing. And in a case like Drew, for instance, making sure he's healthy and not just hurrying back. If there's a handful of players like that, Kenny, I'm just naming a few.
Sean, correct me if I'm wrong. The first two preseason games, have you handed the play calling duties to Pete Carmichael? Is that the approach you're taking or what?
The first two games, yeah. And, you know, look, Pete's got experience now. We go back to 2011 where he had most of the season in a year we were outstanding on offense. So, but he's definitely someone that can handle that. And how we handle the season, we'll go back and forth. We'll give some thought to it. And generally, you know, there'll be some input either from myself if he's calling them or maybe Brett in the run game. But we'll see how that goes. But he's someone that in his ninth year is very good at it.
Sean, what's your plan with Drew this week, and do you hope that he will be able to play?
Yeah, today, I think our plan is that he'll be able to. Like I said earlier, I want to make sure that we're not looking at the date ahead of the injury, but today he went full participation, and I think he's feeling a lot better. I think the time we gave it with regards to the injury was important, and so it'll be interesting to see how he feels tomorrow with a full practice, but that would be the plan initially.
Is there anything you told after cooler heads, I guess, prevailed with Jimmy doing what he did in the game?
Well, you know, he and I met, and listen, I'm his biggest fan. And, you know, I'm sure as we get going here, you know, that type of thing isn't going to be a problem. You know, rules are changing constantly, whether we like them or whether we voted for them or any of those things. But, listen, he's outstanding. He'll be ready to go. And then what took place in the meeting would be between he and I.
Coach, your impressions of Brandon Cooks in the two preseason games?
Well, he's explosive. I think he's picked up fairly quick with some of the stuff that he missed in the spring. So that's encouraging because you don't know until he's really in the installation. So he missed a few of those OTAs that some of the other guys were here for, and he's handled it well. Each day, his practice habits are outstanding. And he's doing well for a young player.
Can you how did you guys feel like the guys handled coming back to this climate?
Well as to be expected. You know, obviously there's a temperature change. It's humid. And yet today, I say this, I mean, it can be hotter.
Yeah.
We had cloud cover. So our practice usually after a game, our first one, is not as long. But we'll be smart. And the same thing I said in West Virginia, you know, the water breaks will be a little longer. They'll be a little bit more frequent here. Different than maybe where they were for the last 3 weeks. But I thought overall they handled it well. It's going to be important that we stay hydrated and we take care of our legs, getting the cold tubs, all those things.
Were you watching the penalties a little closer in practice today?
Yeah, I think that's a point of emphasis. It started with this morning's meeting, and how could it not be? You know, with that many, I mean, I know they're up throughout the league in the preseason, but I know we're at the top of a preseason schedule. So those are things we got to get corrected.
Do you think defensive players in general, have you talked to the team about, do you think they're going to have to make a significant adjustment in how they cover passes this year? Or do you think you see more in the preseason than you'll actually see them?
Typically, I think it's going to be different. And then typically preseason is a time where it's a real point of emphasis to get everyone on the same page. But I look, going back through the film, and I felt this way after the game. I didn't feel like we were sitting on a ton of what if calls. I mean, I think there was some. There might have been two, but when you get into the 20s, you stop worrying about two.
Is there a dialogue with the league office about that? About, you know, because it's all ball.
No, the dialogue would be, it's not uncommon, really. The dialogue would be the yearly meetings you have with the officials, and they're doing a good job. Look, the challenge is for the officials, too. You know, at a very high speed, these guys are yearly making changes and getting acclimated. So that comes at training camp visits. Every team has a group of officials that comes in and basically goes through the rule changes and are usually there for the better part of 3 days like we had. And in meetings, talking with the players and really just making sure the players understand, hey, this is how we're seeing it this year. And so it's imperative for everyone to adjust. I mean, that's the purpose of the process.
Are the officials coming back? Or is there a plan for them to...
Well, there isn't a plan on paper, but we might have them back. And it wouldn't be the same group that necessarily came to give the presentation. But we've had officials before at this time of the year.
Sean, looking at the play of Marcell Jones at guard, you know, you're talking about limited roster spots and Calamate doing guard and center. Could we maybe see him in a preseason game? Simply because he's played such a high level at guard?
Well, I think he's really made some considerable strides at guard. You know, he's played tackle before. I don't know that it's on our radar to put him at tackle right now. But I think he's gotten some valuable reps with the first unit. And, you know, there's some good things on tape and then some things that he's working to improve. But, you know, we still got, fortunately, two more games and quite a bit of time. But he's someone that I would say is steadily worked on some of his deficiencies and gotten better and better. He's got good power, and he's smart. He knows what to do.
Sean, what was the thought process behind doing the night practice in Mandeville? Just a change of pace?
I think mainly, you know, Mickey and I talked about it. Really going back in the spring is, look, just changing things up with regards to our fan base and being back here for a few days, 3 days, and then... And then going up there for one practice. I think prior to me being here, it's something they've done before, occasionally with a scrimmage. This won't be a scrimmage, it'll be a practice, but you know, we'll work through the logistics and I'm sure it'll be a good setup. I mean, by nighttime it's a little cooler, but
hey Sean, forgive me if this question's been asked, okay, but If the injury to Drew had occurred during the regular season, would he have been able to play the next week?
I would say this. The decision, Ryan, would have been based on, is it going to linger then for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, or is it something that with the proper rehab was going to get better? My guess would be we probably would have been smart and rested. Because, listen, there's some other areas, but this one is right. Every time you torque your body to throw, I think it would have become more problematic and set him back more. And yet that's just based on how it sounded, you know. And I know it was pretty significant, pretty sharp.
Yeah. Is that a similar situation?
He should be out here tomorrow. He'll be out here tomorrow, and my guess is we're waiting to get the final okay. But he's been cleared. Obviously, he's been practicing, and I think he's going to be able to start all the team activities now. But we're waiting to hear, and we should have him at practice tomorrow.